In October recently, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voted against rent freezes across the nation, which I think is a disgrace because the people we're dealing with here daily are in arrears. They can't find anywhere to rent. Some people are going to be made homeless. And if it's the case they're going to be made homeless, to go as far as the council are being put into emergency accommodation. But the problem with that is there's no emergency accommodation available, so where do they go? These people are vulnerable, they're being left behind. And I think it's about time the government stepped up and did something to help people to keep security over their heads.
It was talked about in the chamber about a Sinn Féin motion calling for the rent freeze to take place for 3 years. Do you agree with that?
Of course, that's the motion that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voted against. Our local reps here, Mark McSherry and Frank Feehan, voted against it. I think these people have to be held accountable. We have a cost of living protest or demonstration on Saturday, the 18th of June, outside the town hall at 1 p.m. And these things are going to be highlighted. It's the cost of living on top of the rent, your food, your fuel, your home heating, your petrol. All these things are going to come into account. And I understand things are bad now, but I fear for the winter months when people won't be able to afford their heating. You have Leo Varadkar coming out saying, telling people to tighten their belts. And that's not a good sign for the cold winter months ahead.
And are you expecting a big turnout at that protest?
Well, it's a National Day demonstration. We're hoping to get a decent-sized crowd. If we can hold 3 or 4 events before we go for a full one in Dublin, sometime close to December. I think it's about time now because, like I said before, everybody's been affected. The vulnerable, the elderly, the disabled. People who actually can afford to buy a house now are being priced out by vulture funds coming in, buying up the houses, or increasing the price of houses. So I think people have to start standing up shoulder to shoulder, and we can... I don't think people can wait till October till the new budget comes out. There has to be a mini-budget implemented soon enough, and the worst is that they go on a break in the end of July until September, so I think we have to try and force their hand.